It's Monday, December 14th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, pissing through mail slots in the name of love, plus pharmaceutical companies want to chemically fry the nerve ends in your penis. Science marches on. And an asshole that can fart in HD. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, Frank's Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Back to start off a brand new week of programs. Have a great show for you, but I start with a correction to yesterday's sideshow exclusive podcast. The fallout from my mistake has been sending shockwaves through the internet. I have a duty, to report these stories accurately, but occasionally even I make a mistake. Andy Griffith was not on Diagnosis Murder, as I loudly proclaimed. That was Dick Van Dyke. Andy Griffith was Matlock. Distorted View regrets the error. So stop with the death threats now. Dick Van Dyke has some psychotic fans. They're scary. I've got a lot of great audio to share with you today. First up, we have a young girl performing in a porno scene. This is her very first time on camera. And as she's getting pounded in the twat real good, she realizes at that very moment she's probably made a bad career move. Take a listen.
I've been off more than I could chew. Kim, Dad, fuck me, fuck.
What was that? You bit off more than you can chew.
I've been off more than I can chew. Kim, Dad.
Okay, I'm done.
Fuck me, fuck.
Fuck me, fuck.
Okay. Okay, not to be like totally retarded. I'm not trying.
What? We right at the cum shot. Cum shot's coming.
Yeah. Just lay
if
there.
If you can hang for another minute, we're at the cum shot.
If you can hang for another minute. Naked under a man who's jerking off in your face.
So I stopped at like...
Just chill.
Leave this little bottle
more.
I think this must be pretty common in porn. Girls who just, you know, as they're getting pounded, it triggers something in their mind. They just start bawling.
What?
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. She's out of there. There's no way this happens with guys. Because guys can fuck anything. They're not emotionally attached when they have sex. Oh my god, so I was watching, listening to Madge Weinstein's live program on Friday with Rills.
Man, pussy. Man, pussy. Man, tits.
Calm down, Cheryl. We'll get to you in a minute. But it was just a fascinating show all around. Madge Weinstein directed her first gay porn involving two black guys. It was like one of those, I think, like amateur black guy on black guy films, videos. And it was bareback, right? And you really should just go to yeastradio.com and just listen to how this all played out. But I'll give you the basics here. Madge, you know, ask at the beginning of the shoot, you know, you're going to be taking a fucking dick up your asshole. Do you need, a fleet enema? And the guy said no. Guess what happened?
Oh, my God.
If you said shit dick, ding, 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 you're right. But the greatest part of the story was at the end when the guy shot his load into the other black guy's ass and then the bottom squeezed out the cum from his butt and it dribbled down his leg. Because apparently there was some fluids that looked a little brown. And Madge couldn't figure out if it was like the brown was because of his skin and the liquid was clear, or if it was a little bit of peanut butter. So everyone that was watching was analyzing these screenshots that Madge provided, trying to figure out if it was shit dribbling out of his asshole. Because obviously, that's unusable. Unless it's a scat film, you know, people don't want to see a frothy mixture of cum and liquid shit pouring out of one's fuck shoot. So Madge and Cheryl did a great program on Friday. The other thing I wanted to mention about Madge is the window licker has sort of been leaving me alone because he found that Madge Weinstein gives him attention. And Madge is exploiting him. Bravo. Good girl. And had window licker dress up in a diaper because he is an adult baby diaper lover and shit the diaper and then jerk off. You can check out that film on Madge's other site, insanefilms.com. I'll put a link to it on the show notes today so you can easily get to her site and watch the window licker jerk off and shit himself. You really have to see it to believe it. He gives himself an enema that's been sitting in his drawer for like 3 years. And then he actually starts shitting. Here's just a clip from the video.
All right. Here we go.
This is when he actually starts shitting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, it's so stinky. I need to poop in my diaper.
Bad boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. See it dripping? There's all the poopy in there.
Yes, and you actually do see the full diaper at the end of the video, full of shit. He opens it up and shows it. And my favorite scene is the very end when he gets a close-up shot of his dirty ass crack that he hasn't yet wiped.
Look at how poopy my butt is. It's so nasty, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, there's going to be a link to insanefilms.com where you can check out that video for yourself. Here's the thing. Window Licker has been bugging me to do a video in exchange for a Sideshow membership. Now, how can he possibly top that? If he would have came to me with that idea, I would have said, holy shit, that's brilliant. Yes, you'll get a membership. But now that he's done that, I don't want to see him jerking off with wasabi or some bullshit like that. He's got to top what he's just done. I think he's got to put a turd in his mouth. That's the only thing I can think of that would top this video. Or if he could get a good shit log going and then put the turd in the freezer, take it out, and fuck himself with a
shit dildo.
Yes.
Shit.
Absolutely. I need to see a frozen turd sliding in and out of that guy's disgusting asshole. I actually think he might be down for that. Because if you think about it, window licker, let me try to reason with you. The shit has already come out of your ass. Is it really that much of a stretch to push it back in? And it's going to be nice, frozen, and hard, so it's not going to be that messy. Until the anal cavity warms it back up. So give it some thought, sleep on it, shit on it, whatever you want to do, and let me know if that's doable for you. All right, moving on now. I was on Craigslist. I found some more great ads. I contacted Cheryl and said, Rills, will you record these for me? And she said, absolutely. Honey. So let's get started here. Cheryl Murkowski is reading our Craigslist ad of the day.
SMH at Subfence 22 Brooklyn. OMG. I've just seen the nastiest thing ever. Some chick posted her nasty looking pussy and sassy boobs. Please, lady.
Are sassy boobs a bad thing? When I think sassy, I think perky.
Some chick posted.
Or fat black woman.
Some chick posted her nasty looking pussy and sassy boobs. Please, lady, if your shit looks like it's been beaten up 3 million times, please don't post your shit. If your boobs look like they're touching your belly button, please don't put them on CL. I mean, damn. Have some respect for yourselves if you want people to have respect for you. Anyway, lol. If you want to talk about the issue, hit me up on AIM at wetwet21, or if you want to talk, period. Lol, hopeless bitches, hopeless thoughts, hopeless dreams, and hopeless minds, don't hit me up. Lol.
All right, thank you very much, Cheryl Murkowski, for that.
Ooh. racy.
Mm-hmm. I've got a brand new U-tard for you today, and I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot from this guy in the coming days and weeks to come. He is goth. He wears vampire teeth, and he has a lot to say. As a matter of fact, if you check out today's album artwork or on the show notes, the very top picture is going to be a photo of him because he's so fucking ricoculous looking. Here he is talking about some of the things he hates most in life. It's a long list.
All right, hey guys, this is Gothzilla, and I just wanted to make a video.
Gothzilla.
To rant about random things I hate. I have a few props over there just for fun. All right, first, I hate humans. You people make me sick.
I know what every single person is thinking right now. He's human. What is he talking about? No, you're wrong. He is not human. Let him explain.
You're fucking parasites who just destroy the world you were given to live in, and I'm proud to be a dragon and not...
He's a dragon!
I am the werewolf! Help! Werewolf in London!
Werewolf in Paris!
Werewolf has fun!
Werewolf is cute.
Werewolf is goth.
Werewolves are okay. It's humans he dislikes. Now, here's the thing. He says he's a dragon, yet he wears vampire teeth.
You're fucking parasites who just destroy the world you were given to live in, and I'm proud to be a dragon and not one of you fuckers. All right, next.
Now that we got that out of the way...
Subject of humans, I hate gay pride, okay? I'm gay, but I do not want to be associated with the negative stereotypes you fuckers that actually endorse it generate.
To me, it sounds like he's just been hurt by these people. The gays don't want him. Humans as a whole don't want him.
Okay. Next. Christians. I hate Christians. Why?
They don't want him.
Because they're stupid. All right. And next. I hate caffeine-free drinks. Unfortunately, I have to drink some.
You went from hating humans to hating caffeine-free Pepsi? Seems kind of a strong emotion to have when dealing with a fucking carbonated beverage, but he does have a good reason for hating it.
I hate caffeine-free drinks. Unfortunately, I have to drink some. Shrinks order. All right. What's next?
This video goes on for 8 excruciating minutes.
Oh. I hate crappy trolls. You know, the...
He has something in common with Chris-chan.
Let's see. What else? Oh, Cartoon Network. I hate Cartoon Network.
Ugh.
The shit they try to peddle as cartoons. I mean, half of it's okay, but, like, Chowder... Flapjack? What the fuck is that shit? I mean, seriously? But anyways,
he's very passionate about his cartoons.
Seriously?
Come on.
But anyways,
Chowder.
League of Super Evil, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, and the Grim Adventures.
Pokemon is okay, but you have a problem with Chowder. These are the problems plaguing Gothzilla's life. Cue the fucking violin music.
I hate Anthony Sullivan. Because he's Billy May's replacement, and I'm still pissed at
the British guy? How can you be upset with the man who gave us the grater plater?
What would happen if you combined a cheese grater with a plate?
I gotta tell you, I've never really thought about that. Let me ask you a question. What would happen if you combined a meat cleaver with a maxi pad? You'd get the beaver cleaver. Holy shit, that's another $1 million idea right there. You could totally get a celebrity endorsement by the guy who played the beaver, Beaver Cleaver, on Leave It to Beaver. It's all falling into place. I know we're playing audio from this goth guy, but I gotta hear a little more from the Greater Plater commercial, because this is something I have never heard about.
What would happen if you combined a cheese grater with a plate? You'd have a plate that grates.
Hi, Anthony Sullivan here for the Greater Plater. It's no ordinary plate. Watch this.
grate cheese with ease.
There's no wrong way to use it.
But how is this any different than a grater? He's using it as a grater.
Back and forth.
It just is kind of, is in a bowl shape.
Side to side, round and round. All the cheese stays in the plate. Pass it around the dinner table and grate as you go.
Okay, I get it. So people are simply fed up with using a grater and also having to use a plate to put the grated substance in. This is a solution to a problem no one cares about or really has. It's one extra stupid plate to wash. This is why I think my beaver cleaver idea isn't a bad one. We just have to come up with a fake problem that this product solves. All right, we've got to move on here. I'm going to put a link on the show notes today to this goth kid so you can check him out for yourself and listen to his list of everything he hates. It's pretty extensive.
I hate circumcision. Sure. I hate circumcision. I think it's extremely wrong to mutilate part of a baby.
Who the hell cares? They're babies.
When it doesn't even...
I don't remember being circumcised. I don't remember the pain. The only thing I know is when I look down between my legs and see my beautifully shaped, exquisite-looking mushroom head, I pop a boner and I bait my big fucking penis.
Penis. I bait my big fucking penis. Penis. I bait my big fucking penis. Penis. I bait my big fucking penis.
Oh, all right, I had enough of the fucking penis baiter. I've had enough of the goth kid. I've had enough of the whole lot of them.
People getting me angry here.
Yes. That's right, CB. Let's just get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. This past weekend, I did another fun voicemail show. I'm actually enjoying those. And then yesterday, did a bonus episode. If you want to catch those programs, sign up for the Sideshow right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Tomorrow, I will be back with an extended program for Sideshow listeners. And I've got a video cast this week. Thursday's program will be exclusive for Sideshow members. There's a lot of great stuff popping up on the feed. Again, SuperFreakSideshow.com. And don't forget, lifetime memberships are still available. You can sign up right now. All the information is up at superfreaksideshow.com. If you'd like to gift a membership or upgrade your membership to a lifetime, email me, show@distortedview.com, and I will give you all the instructions. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this is a short one, but it comes from Japan. Police on Friday arrested a truck driver on suspicion of property damage after he allegedly pissed on a towel at the entrance of the apartment belonging to a woman he liked. I was debating on that or giving her a box of chocolates. I think I made the smart, strategic choice. I don't know what he was thinking, that she would smell the piss-soaked towel, get aroused by its pungent stench, and then somehow fall into the pisser's arms. This is pretty much the same plot to Sleepless in Seattle, right? I've never actually seen the movie, but I think that's pretty much what happens. This is Sleepless in Seattle with a Japanese twist. The Japanese twist always involves piss. Or shit or vomit. Alright, let's continue reading here, try to make sense of what's going on. Police said that 22-year-old Yuki Oshima, a resident of Noda City, visited the woman's apartment after midnight on November 19th and urinated through the mail slot in the door onto a towel that was hung inside to keep people from peeping into the apartment. Police said Oshima admits to the charges and quoted him as saying, "I absolutely went crazy for her the first time I saw her and just did it." Well, then, she must have been really good-looking. Oshima told police that he first saw the woman on the streets during mid-August, but didn't speak to her or try to approach her. The woman had reported to police that from late August, her doorbell would often ring in the middle of the night, and she would sometimes find urine inside the entrance to her apartment. I think he's coming on a little too strong for her. Try a bouquet of flowers, then move to pissing through the mail slot of her door into her apartment. I gotta tell you, that kind of reeks of desperation. Musty, sour desperation. Alright, second story we have for you today. By the way, what is the weirdest thing you guys have done in the name of love? And more importantly, did it work? Call into the voicemail line and leave a story illustrating how much of a creep you are. All right, second story we have for you today. First came Viagra to treat erectile dysfunction. Now comes Prilogy to battle the equally funny condition known as premature ejaculation,
or PE for short.
Yes, if you can barely slip your cockhead into the vagina before blowing your wad, Prilogy may help. It's intended to prolong latency time before orgasm, and it went on sale earlier this year in 9 countries, but it hasn't yet been approved for sale in the United States. This is the start. We're at the very forefront of the next wave of weird sex medication coming out. Another pharmaceutical company has come up with a spray. You just aerosol up and down your shaft, and that supposedly helps increase latency time as well. Company representatives have been making the rounds of medical conferences and meeting journalists, trying to drum up sympathy and attention for premature ejaculation as a widespread medical problem in need of a drug intervention. Quote, PE is more prevalent than ED, said Joseph T. Sheppers, the company's director of investor relations and corporate communications. 1 in 3 men actually have the condition. Pharmaceutical companies are clamoring to develop the next Viagra, a product that had worldwide sales last year alone of about $1.9 billion. Viagra, and I think ED along with it, have become part of the cultural fabric, said Jim Maffezoli, a senior director in marketing at Pfizer, which introduced the drug in 1998. The brand, everyone knows it, which is true. With premature ejaculation drugs, it'll come down to convincing physicians that this is a serious disease and convincing most men that if they have unsatisfactory intercourse and they don't last at least a minute, then they have a medical problem. Sometimes I wish that I would just blow my wad in a minute. I could just get on with my day a lot faster. The grass is always greener on the other side, I guess. All right, premature ejaculation can be extremely distressing for men, said Dr. No fucking shit. You mean men don't like to be considered inadequate? That's so weird. Premature ejaculation can be extremely distressing for men, said Dr. Wayne J.G. Hellstrom, who is a professor of urology. He says they don't usually last in their relationships. Again, thank you for pointing out the obvious. I need a man who can fuck me long, hard, and deep. Not some 10-second two-thrust clown. According to the International Society for Sexual Medicine, which is a professional association, they developed a definition for premature ejaculation. It's characterized by, quote, ejaculation, which always or nearly always occurs prior to or within about 1 minute of vaginal penetration, and which is accompanied by feelings of distress and lack of control. Also, I hope they're experiencing some shame and embarrassment because they are failures of the male gender. I laugh at your leaky cock. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from China. 19-year-old Huang Cheng mystified medics when he turned up drunk at the hospital, complaining of unexplained pain from his rear end. Then, while being examined, the tipsy student turned over in his bed and inadvertently changed the channel on the television that was in the hospital room. I think you guys can pretty much piece together what happened here. Yes, astonishing x-rays later revealed that the teenager had a TV remote control lodged up his backside. Wouldn't that be the absolute worst superpower you could have? Every time I fart, I change the television station. I don't understand. I was on the same spaceship that was hit with gamma radiation as the other crew members, but they can shoot fire out of their eyes or turn invisible. Tom the Engineer can conjure up hailstorms and typhoons. I can flip from Blossom reruns to the Weather Channel. Big fucking deal. Not gonna save the world like that. I hate my life. All right, back to the story here. Police say it was all a part of a prank played by a flatmate on Chen when he collapsed after a boozy night. So his friends inserted a remote control into his asshole. We didn't know what it was to begin with. There was a bit of blood. But he didn't say anything about a remote control. We couldn't quite believe it when we saw the x-ray, said the medic. He will be fine in time, but the remote was a write-off. No, you don't want to use that. Shit gets into the little crevices of the buttons. That remote would never smell quite right. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, what do you freaks have to say to me today?
Timothy, LS2 Henson, this is Zach from Florida, sir. I'd given you a call earlier today about what the fuck that popping noise was that Cheryl Murkowski makes in her mouth, and then you just answered it later on in the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Sir, you need to make another distorted review. Like, seriously, I have nothing to play my friends who want to get into distorted view because they don't really understand what the fuck you're even talking about now. Let alone what you were talking about then. So really, the distorted review is kind of outdated, speaking of which. But that's pretty much it, sir, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye, Jagoo.
I'm going to have to create distorted... Maybe I should do a yearly distorted review or something. I don't know.
Hey,
it's hard to keep everyone, like new listeners, bring them up to speed quickly so they can enjoy the show. I don't really think it's that hard to enjoy the show. I mean, I may play clips that you don't understand, like C.B. Walker or whatever, but... I think they're funny on their own without any explanation.
Hey,
maybe I'm wrong.
I called in earlier this week. Remember how I said I'll try to contact you and like figure it out? Well, I figured it out. Yeah, and with it, I will rule the world. Okay, go.
Really not that hard to figure out. What was he trying to do? Sign up for the sideshow? He couldn't figure that out. There's a link that says subscribe. You click on it, and then you pay me money. Boom. If you're a PayPal member, it's so... There's nothing to figure out. All righty, next up.
Timothy Bonquiqui, master of Freaks Henson.
Bonquiqui.
Nice to remember Dan from Texas here.
Of course.
Calling in for the last time this year. Yes, that's right. As a gift to all my haters, gooter baiters, and...
Oh, my.
Otherwise unknown. I am going to stop calling in to the beginning of the next Jagoo year.
Jagoo
right.
year. Happy Jagoo year.
Next year, I'll finally start calling back in, but for now, I will let you guys win.
Timothy. All right, so everyone can stop calling in and telling me how much they hate Dan from Texas. He's taking a little break for a couple weeks, and it'll just let everyone simmer down a bit.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, Tim. Your choice. Sideshow member Rich Leather calling back with a little bit more information about the Short North Tour. He was, in fact, a little person. He was homeless. And my personal experience meeting him at a bus stop in downtown Columbus was very brief but colorful. Apparently, he was a former champion midget wrestler who fell on hard times and became homeless. He was crazy, half-drunk most.
I love how he was a midget wrestler... And then fell on hard times. You'd think, if you're a midget wrestler, those are hard times.
He was crazy, half drunk most of the time. He also had a bristly beard and that wild look in the eye that suggests that if you crossed him, not giving him any money, he might shank you in the kneecap.
I can't believe I never ran into that guy.
I have no idea if the guy is still alive. It was a good 13 years since I saw him, so...
Oh, 13 years. That was probably a little before my time.
Somewhere. But the guy apparently was a legend in that area of downtown.
I'll have to ask some people about the Short North Dwarf.
Hey, Tim. Hey, it's the guy that gave you a picture of my dick with like a zero-gauge piercing. I wrote Distorted View on it.
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
I wrote Distorted View on it. It was like fucking forever ago. But anyway.
Yeah.
I got a job. I'm basically a fucking janitor at an amusement park, and
I think I've seen more of my listeners' penises than I've seen penises in real life.
Makes sense. Earn money on the side.
Stop sending me pictures of your cocks, people.
I close the bathrooms, and so there's them boxes, you know, where they put the fucking like bloody tampons and shit, and so like little girls like fucking like that just start bleeding like. Bloody up their fucking like underwear and throw them in there.
Sexy.
I can make a fucking killing off that shit. Like,
yeah.
If that was legal, like if I took them, I mean, this.
I don't see why it's not legal to take them. It's trash. They don't want it.
Completely wrong, but yeah, I like look into them and like wonder like what. Think of the like the money I could make. Like I could sell those.
Yeah.
Somewhere other than
Sleaze
eBay.
Bay.
Think about it. anyway, yeah. Just
I've thought about it.
Let you
and
know.
I'm going to jerk off to it later on tonight.
If you want to go in on that with me.
Go in. All right, let's go into business.
I have a message for Touch My Badger. Well, Touch My Badger, I think I love you.
Oh, yes, lovely girl.
Hey, it's Tim. I just wanted to call in. Oh, this is Turd of Shit.
Hi.
I had to call in and say...
What a classy program I have here with listeners' names such as Turd of Shit.
And say, thanks, Uncle Greg! Oh, that hand job thing was so damn funny.
Oh, right.
He gives those out as prizes. They're really cheap.
Yeah.
You know.
$5 for two of them. $5 for two hand jobs.
It's an easy gift for all the freaks out there if you want to have, like, the 12 days of Freaksmas. I don't know.
Yes, I'm giving... Yes, that's a great idea. I'll give out 12 hand jobs. The 12 hand jobs of Christmas. Or of Fistmas.
Also, to the girl that said she has a secret or she is... Gafford, Texas's girlfriend. I think your name is Bunny something.
I don't even think there's 12 days left before Christmas.
If you really loved him, you would get crushed, and we could hear the audio. So then Dan from Texas could hear your sweet, sweet cry.
I'm hoping Window Licker is going to email me today and say, yes, I will fuck my ass with my own frozen shit log.
Hey, Tim, Spilehound fucker. Dude, all this Tiger Woods shit. Jesus Christ, man. Love
I haven't
child.
Really mentioned it on the show because I don't care.
I commit suicide.
Oh,
Tim,
that would be
please,
good.
Please use your flawless logic and explain to everyone the whole Tiger Woods thing. I mean, he's got a penis, right? I mean,
right.
Right? He's a normal guy, isn't he?
Yes.
Besides, he can't commit suicide. He won't be able to cheat on his wife.
An astute observation. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Mutilate part of a baby.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the show. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hey there. Ah, it's Eric. How you doing, man? I'm sitting on a 10-inch dildo right now. Oh, fuck, man. Holy motherfucker. God, it feels so good. Ah, fuck, man. Ah, 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 I can feel it all the way up here. Oh, fuck. God damn, man.